Hello, I'm Jared Atha for Right Radio. Here is today's news podcast for Friday, April 29th, 2011. Today's top story, eggs and issues. An Eggs and Issues legislative event was held in Weatherford this morning. The event, sponsored by the Weatherford Area Chamber of Commerce and Public Service Company of Oklahoma, hosted State Representative Harold Wright and State Senator Mike Schultz as the featured speakers. Both state lawmakers provided information on the budget and redistricting. Senator Mike Schultz of Alta says he believes the average cuts for agencies will be between 3 and 7%.
It's going to vary a little bit. Some will take a bigger cut. Some will take a smaller cut. I hope next week those numbers come out and we have them to really start kicking around and gnawing our teeth on.
Regarding redistricting, State Representative Harold Wright says he has been fighting to, among other things, keep the district's 60 seat intact in western Oklahoma.
We've been fighting to keep that district in western Oklahoma, and I think we've won that battle. And I say I think because I've seen changes occur quickly downstairs in the basement where they're drawing up these districts. But as of the last couple of weeks, at least, we've been able to maintain that. And what that'll mean is I will keep all of Custer County. That's been one of my priorities. Rearranging my district is that I keep all of Custer County, which I don't think I'm going to have any problem doing at this point. I still will have to reach into Canadian County, Blaine County, the way we have in the past to pick up the numbers.
Custer County Commissioner Steve Tompkins and James Covey also addressed county issues this morning concerning the special election August 9th for the renewal of two half-cent sales tax issues, one to pay off the remainder of the $10 million judgment against the county, the other is for county operations. Despite recent rain, parts of western Oklahoma are at risk for wildfires today. The National Weather Service has issued a red flag fire warning for 11 counties in western Oklahoma. They include Beckham, Custer, Roger Mills, and Ouachita counties. Southwest winds of 20 to 35 miles per hour with higher gusts, low humidity levels, warm temperatures will make conditions ripe for such fires. Unemployment rates fell in the month of March in all 77 counties, while the number of people employed grew in the state's three largest metropolitan areas, according to figures from the State Employment Security Commission. Roger Mills County had the lowest unemployment rate in the state at 2.6%. Also in western Oklahoma, Beckham County had a 3.4% jobless rate. Custer and Ouachita counties were at 3.7%. Dewey County was at 3.3%. Blaine County had a 6.9% rate, and Caddo County checked in at 6.4%. The chief executive officer of Weatherford Regional Hospital says the hospital has come to a contractual agreement with an ear, nose, and throat specialist who has been practicing in Elk City. Debbie Howe says the agreement allows for Dr. Premal Katilia to expand his practice to Weatherford.
He's going to be doing surgeries and a clinic at our hospital in our specialty clinic area.
The agreement will allow the hospital to retain patients in need of the services of Dr. Katilia without sending them to another venue. We may never know the cause of a fire that destroyed the former community center building in Custer City Tuesday. Assistant State Fire Marshal Joanne Sellers says the investigator in the case describes the building as a pile of burning debris when he arrived to conduct his investigation. Sellers says some work was being done to the building prior to the fire.
It is reported that there were workers up on the roof making repairs to the roof.
Sellers says the point of origin was determined to be the southwest portion of the building. More news after this.
Here at Right Radio, we strive to bring you the best in music, news, weather, and production. In doing so, we have made it easy for you, our listeners, to connect and listening to the finest programming we have on our network. Don't forget to like our stations on Facebook, follow our stations on Twitter, and subscribe to this podcast for the latest on local news and beyond. No matter where you are, you can stay connected with Right Radio. Thanks for listening.
An Oklahoma City man was last listed in stable condition at St. Anthony's Hospital after suffering injuries in a motor vehicle accident in Custer County this morning. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol says 52-year-old Calvin Oldcamp suffered various injuries in the accident. Troopers say Oldcamp was driving east on a county road east of Weatherford at a high rate of speed while being pursued by a second vehicle. Oldcamp went through an intersection and hit a dip in the road, causing him to lose control, leave the road, and roll the vehicle three times. A Dermont, Arkansas man has pleaded no contest in Custer County District Court to a charge of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. 59-year-old Nelson Ross Curtis was sentenced to 10 years prison and given credit for time served for intending to do bodily harm to a man when he struck him with a van last year. Court records show Curtis struck the man with the vehicle while the victim was standing in a carport in the 1900 block of Dunn and Clinton. The victim sustained hip and foot injuries. The governor of a local tribe files an appeal. Mike Smith explains.
The governor of the Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes is appealing a ruling by a Bureau of Indian Affairs official that could result in her removal from office. Governor Janice Boswell is embroiled in a dispute with Lieutenant Governor Leslie Harjo over who is the rightful governor of the tribes. Harjo maintains a tribal court has suspended Boswell, making Harjo the governor. The two are running what appear to be separate tribal operations with different judges. Betty Tipicani is the superintendent of the BIA office in El Reno. She says in a letter last month that the BIA would recognize the judges supported by Harjo. Boswell had 30 days to file an appeal of that decision and says she did so Thursday.
Southwestern Oklahoma State University in Weatherford and WW Livestock Systems of Thomas were among several institutions and businesses throughout the state recently recognized for their initiative collaborations that further the education of Oklahoma's workforce. WW Livestock Systems partnered with Swazoo Center for Economic and Business Development and its Oklahoma Small Business Development Center and Oklahoma Manufacturer Alliance office to acquire Stampede Steel, another livestock equipment manufacturer. Swazoo assisted WW in obtaining financing, which helped make the acquisition possible. The acquisition will result in a total of 30 new jobs created in southwest Oklahoma and an additional $5 million in exports, mainly to Canada. The community of Weatherford is invited to participate in the Great American Cleanup scheduled for tomorrow. The event is the nation's largest annual cleanup, beautification, and community improvement program. Spokesperson Allison Moore says items can be dropped off at Walmart and recyclables can be taken to the recycling center at Clark and Illinois Streets.
You can drive right through and we recycle aluminum, cardboard, and those cereal boxes, also paper. And our newest items that we're recycling in Weatherford are plastics number 1 and 2.
Tomorrow's event will be held from 9 to 6. The Weatherford event is organized by the Green, Clean, and Beautiful Committee. In state news, gas prices in Oklahoma continue to climb. Keith Merks reports on that.
AAA statewide average for a gallon of regular unleaded is at $3.75, up 2.5 cents since yesterday, a full 6 cents higher than a week ago. This same day a year ago, we were paying more than a dollar per gallon less than we are today. The average price just 20 cents below the all-time high set in July of 08.
The case of two men accused of planning an Oklahoma City pharmacy heist in which a teenager was shot and killed is expected to go to trial today. Amy Lester has that.
Anthony Morrison and Emmanuel Mitchell are charged with first-degree murder. Antoine Parker was shot to death during the robbery by pharmacist Jerome Ursland, who faces a separate murder trial May 16th.
Today's top story, eggs and issues. I'm Jared Atha for Right Radio.